again in Radha Nandanishwara's abode. Although I came in the other day just to take darshan quickly, in and out. It's not right to be in London without offering respects to the Ishwara. Some Vaishnavas have great difficulty with this name, Radha Nandanishwara. Radha Gopalananda, that's a very, in their opinion, rasika name. It's sort of synonymous and harmonious with Braja Bhakti, but Nandanishwara. Yes, why not? London can become, at least certain parts of London can become Vrindavan, and the Ishwara of London also becomes Ishwara of Vrindavan that way. Prabhupada wasn't excessively concerned with stating the obvious. Therefore, sometimes, just like he established Rukmini Dvorkadish, the worship of Rukmini and Lord Krishna and Dvorka is not the thrust of Gaudiya Vaishnav sadhana. But Shukadeva Goswami talks about it in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's Krishna, Krishna's Leela. And nothing to be particularly avoided, but seen in the context of the overall picture. Dwarka is the place from which Krishna returns to Vrindavan. It's the place, like Jagannath, where he's always absorbed in thoughts of Vrindavan. So if we're worshipping Jagannath in every Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, who's Dwarka Dish? What's the problem of having Rukmini there as well? Balaram and Subhadra Devi are also there, and Rukmini can also fit. So, everything Srila Prabhupada does, of course, it's unnecessary for me to say it, is always perfect and complete. Purna Ada Purna Midam. Well, the topic, and I guess that was also stated outside on the bulletin, is about this book, Sura Bhakti Chintamani. And, the day before yesterday I spoke about it at the manor, and there I was speaking about the principle of Adhikar, so I shouldn't speak about that again. Let me talk about what the first portion of the book is about, and that is the basis of Krishna consciousness or Krishna consciousness movement. And the basis of Krishna consciousness is called Shraddha, faith, pure faith. Everyone and everything functions with faith. However, the important thing is that the quality of devotional service depends upon the quality of faith. According to the type of faith that you have, that's the kind of devotion that you'll have. So pure devotional service, or Shuddha Bhakti, depends upon Shuddha, Shraddha, pure faith. And there's a lot of things here. definition given in the Maitreya of this pure faith is Shara Shabdhi. Vishrash kohe shudrida nishchoy Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma kutamvay. And this is a very important thing. What is pure faith? Shraddha is confident, firm faith. It's a bit of a catch-22 definition. In other words, faith is faith. That by rendering, in other words, it's the type of faith, that rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service, meaning pure devotional service. In other words, this idea that Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma kita hoy. Krishna bhakti sarva karma. If I do this Krishna bhakti, then all other things will be fulfilled. We should consider, do we have this type of faith, this quality of faith?
It would always be tested. Our faith will always be tested.
Yeah, what kind of faith? Faith is always tested. The question is, what type of faith have we got? What is the quality of that faith? Is it, as stated in this definition, that it's that firm conviction that if I simply serve Krishna, everything else will come? Whatever I need in life to subsist, my necessities for eating, sleeping, housing, family, all of my other spiritual needs, everything will come just from one thing, just from serving Krishna. I don't need to consult astrology, I don't need to wear rings, I don't need to worry about Vastu, I don't have to do anything. I just have to serve Krishna. And by serving Krishna, Ishvara Paramatma is the ultimate controller. So everything will take care of the condition, position of your house, your future, your past, and ultimately even oneself. Srila Prabhupada, in his last year that he was with us, he had doctors galore. There's a certain phenomena that you may experience it if you're sick. All of a sudden you get so many advisors coming from so many places who are advising natural medicines, doctors, all kinds of other magical cures. You can die from taking all the medicine. And what to speak of if you're like Srila Prabhupada, the head of a worldwide spiritual institution. So Prabhupada just accepted it, and then he also just thought, well, Krishna Maharaj, get rid of it. Sometimes he would take it a little, but ultimately, because fine, we may take those things which are within the realm of necessity, but over and beyond that, you just chant Hare Krishna and let's see what Krishna wants. Marovi Rakovi Yogi Chatama Yogi Chaitma. So what you want me to live, you want me to die, ultimately it's up to Krishna. So that's called pure faith. And it's on that faith. This is not something, well, it is, it's something elevated. This is not something that you come to after 50 years of Krishna consciousness. This is what you start with when you walk in the door. Because if you don't have this type of faith, but you have some type of other type of faith, then that's the type of devotion that you will ultimately get. So what is this faith? Then this faith is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmande Brahmiti Konya Bhagavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. It's a beej, it's a seed. So you have an apple seed, you plant it, what do you get? You get an apple tree. Doesn't matter what you do to it, you're not going to get an orange tree. You can chant mantras, you can do whatever you want, it's not going to become anything else other than an apple tree. So whatever seed of devotion that you start with, that's the ultimate lata, that's the ultimate creeper that you get, and from that creeper one's going to get a certain type of fruit. Therefore, devotees have to be very careful what it is that they start with, and where do we get this creeper? We get this creeper by sadhusanga sadhu shastra hoy, by association, and the active aspect of this association is by hearing. So when we hear from those with pure faith, from them we get pure faith. When we hear people who have impure faith, that's what we get. If you read particularly Srila Prabhupada's instructions on chanting, you'll see that Prabhupada gave this instruction that he didn't want devotees to hear from professional people who chant Hare Krishna for a profession. They're very, particularly in India, but it's not just India now, you know, it's going on in the West. There are professional people who, you know, they sound just like, at least their names are just like, you know, Hare Krishna devotees, and they chant Hare Krishna. They chant Hare Krishna for money. You've got to pay £75 a head to get in for a 45-minute kirtan. So they chant for money. They don't particularly believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it's a fad, it's a vogue. And, you know, when something's in vogue, people pay for it. So, in the West and in India, it's been a long-standing tradition. People sing very beautifully, very expertly, but they have different types of philosophy as to who Krishna is. Some of them are Mayavadis. They believe that by chanting Hare Krishna, you become Krishna. Other people are materialistic people who think that by chanting Krishna's name, one will achieve some type of wealth, opulence, fame, and so on. Other people are just completely in the mode of ignorance. They don't think. And they're just as bad as the others. So when one hears these people, then from hearing shabda, chani, by shabda, by sound, that becomes the seed that you acquire. You hear from these people, you become influenced by the sound vibration that they create. And that sound vibration may become the source of what starts to grow in your own heart. And unless that's recognized and plucked out and replaced by proper association, then one ends up being a Mayavadi, a materialistic devotee, or someone in the mode of ignorance who just doesn't know why they're doing anything. And these things are not good, because although you can have some type of so-called bhakti that comes from this, and in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila Dev talks about devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, and ultimately devotional service in the mode of goodness. And the first two are just a source of degradation. Believe it or not, you can chant Hare Krishna and become degraded. And that's what the Lord says. And the third becomes the basis for advancement in spiritual life, but only pure or transcendental devotional service is something that actually takes us back home, back to God. So you always have to start with the right thing. You have to start with the right seed. What do you want? You want a mango tree, you better get a mango seed. Don't go looking around for other types of seeds. Don't let anyone tell you that, you know, if you take this, I don't know, mustard seed, you're going to get mangoes. And just because they happen to be cheap, just because they happen to look good, or for some other party, or they taste good, or some other reason, it doesn't work. So, like with everything, and it's a common saying in even modern management systems, start with the end in mind. What do you want? If you want some material thing, then that you can also do. Sukadeva Goswami says, akama, sarvakama, mokshakama, udaradi. You want to become a Brahma? All right, chant Hare Krishna and become a Brahma. But don't expect that you're going back to Godhead. You go to Brahmaloka. You want to become a very wealthy? You can also do that. Chanting Hare, that's very easy to get. You can get that quite easily. Some time back, when one of our devotees, who's a senior devotee, left Krishna consciousness, and he went on to become very successful materially, quite well off. And at one point, a couple of devotees were sort of perplexed by that. He said, "How is that possible? He was in Maya, and sometimes it was even offensive to devotees. How's it he's driving around in these big cars and he's got so much money?" So I said, "Well, what's the big thing about the big car and money? Why do you think that that's a good thing? You think that having a big car and lots of money is even equal to doing a half an hour of devotional service, the privilege of rendering devotional service? Krishna gives it easily. You want money, take it. Take as much as you want. You get it by chanting Hare Krishna. You want diplomas, get a dime a dozen, get PhDs, one after the other. But if you want Krishna, that's more difficult. So these other things come very, very easily. So if one starts with that in mind, if one starts with in mind, I want. And we have, not everyone who comes in here standing in front of Radhalan Nishwara is asking, take away all my material desires, take away all material things, do whatever you want with me. It's a good thing they're not speaking aloud. You could turn the camera on their minds and sort of record what's going on. Get a real picture, because people have different motives, and they turn to Krishna for that also. Although traditionally people in India know that if you really want some material things, better go somewhere else, because Krishna is not really very trustworthy, and you can't really depend on what he's actually going to do, which is actually how Krishna works. So, what is that verse that I always remember, that when someone comes to Krishna?
Yasyaham anugrahanam.
Yasyaham anugrahanam. Parishitadnaparambranam. That's not that verse. When Krishna comes, when someone comes to Krishna with material desires, Krishna fulfills them, but in such a way that his material desires will cease. But I always forget the beginning. How's it going? Huh? Satyam dishtam artam artitoninam idato vya punar artitolita tat. You know, how's it going? It's here. How's it start? Satya Drishta. E-R-S. I'm quite sure it's here. I always forget. Satyam dishta artita martito ninam, page 143. Yeah, very important verse. Satya dishati artitam artito ninam naivartito yat punarartita jita svayam vidati vajutam manichitam vichabhitanam nijapada pallavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motive, but, I told you, you can't, he's not, but he does not bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it. And that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy. And then, yasya aham anugrahah ami.
Which verse is that? Please?
Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 19th chapter, verse 27.